good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, firm support quickly developed in nearby live and feeder cattle futures today. The firm support broke through short-term resistance levels and moved above October highs. Lean hog futures started to erode due to light volume, with nearby contracts holding light to moderate pressure. Corn prices were higher in light trade today, with December corn futures about 5 cents higher per bushel. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 50 points higher, NASDAQ down 21 points. That firm buyer support stepped back into nearby live cattle futures late today as traders continued to focus on the oversold status of the complex. Lack of volume during early trade left markets generally unsupported and prices wandering in a narrowly lower price range. But once initial pressure washed through the complex, buyer support quickly emerged as traders continue to look at long-term demand support and the potential that supplies may remain tight over the next several months. Strong midday support stepped back into feeder cattle futures with November contracts, leading the move higher with triple-digit gains. The ability to bring additional buyer support in November contracts, as prices are hovering near $124 per hundredweight, helping to focus on further tightness of supply through the end of the calendar year. And grain futures were mostly higher today, led again by soybeans that tried to get back to a double-digit handle. Corn and soybean basis could firm along the Illinois River, as barge freight rates to the Gulf have eased a little after a big spike the last 2 weeks. Corn prices tried to hold steady today after their move higher fizzled along with other markets. December futures stuck to an inside day, keeping its October channel moving higher. Soybeans were stronger today, though November futures couldn't hold its first move since August above $10 into the start of trading in Europe. Wheat prices climbed a little higher today as the overnight session started to wind down, as all three markets tried to test upside resistance on nearby price charts. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.